Be seated. If this was a Baptist church, which it's not, I would say good morning. Would you say good morning? I'm Bill Lenters. I'm the chaplain at Rosecrans. Well, I'm actually a part-time chaplain. I'm retired, sort of, but I still work with the adolescents at the Griffin Williamson campus on the other side of town. I live in Chicago, so it was fun to come back to Rockford last night, visit old friends. I saw them. I believe they're real. That's the kind of world we live in. They're real when we see it. Seeing is believing. That's our world. We gather in this sanctuary because we believe that which we don't see. It's irrational, subrational, irrational, non-rational, anything but rational. We believe. And by believing, we see. That's what this is about this morning in my time with you. In Revelation, the book of Revelation, the writer says, by the sea of crystal. He saw it. He saw it from an island. He saw it from a cave in an island. He saw it as a captive in a cave in an island. He wasn't quite right. But he says he saw it. John, writing some 100 years after our Lord was crucified and raised again, John is one of the most remarkable branding statements in the New Testament. It's one of the greatest and earliest promotionals for our Lord Jesus Christ. It presents Jesus as divine, almost more divine than human. After all, what do you make of statements like, I am the bread, I am the light, I am the door, I am the vine, I will make America great again, etc. Here, I am the way and the truth and the life. No other statement in the New Testament sums up his oneness with the Father as well as this one. He identifies himself with the Father. He has no self-esteem issues. If I wasn't a Christian, I would say the image he has of himself rivals even that of the super-flushed, self-inflated Donald Trump. If I didn't believe the book of John was inspired by more than a gaggle of first-century advertising wizards, I'd say what it says about Jesus is somewhat over the top. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. If you don't believe it or believe me, believe because of what you see, the stuff I do. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? He as much says what the Donald says. I'm going to make this world great. You will be so amazed. But Jesus is Lord. Donald is not. We believe that, right? Jesus is Lord. Well, not always. But it's our starting point. You gather in this sanctuary and you collect yourselves. And you pray, some of you quietly, for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, trusting he hears you, but you don't see it. Sometimes during the dark night of the soul, we have trouble with that wildly non-rational faith statement. Sometimes when uncritiqued, pure reason and evidence outwit blind faith, an innocent belief, we've got some trouble maintaining our faith bearings. I see adolescents at Rosecrans. They know everything. And they believe only that which they see. It's always the proof in the pudding with them. For them, seeing is believing. Won't believe it till they see it. I try to tell them. You're all believers, you know. All of you, every one of you. They have that. I say, try putting your finger in an electric outlet. Wet it down real good. Stick your finger in there. Most of them don't. They believe the power of the juice. Most won't jump off a big building. They believe in the power of the fall. Well, you say, well, they've seen electricity work. They've seen gravity work. Yes, but their faith or non-faith began, ours too, somewhere. Rudimentary faith began, all of us, every one of us, reached out, sought, cried for mother's milk. We believed somehow on a visceral, primal level, it's there. Cried for it. It's faith. That's faith. Begins with seeing before sight is granted. That's what I want to talk about. There's always a dance, a bit of a dance between faith and doubt, belief and unbelief. Trust, skepticism, we have it. And then we lose it. And then we have to find it again. You'll have to bear with me. I've been a Cub fan for 70 years, ever since Hammer and Hank Sauer waved back at me and my dad, Cub fan. This is the year, huh? Chris Bryant, Joe Maddon, Arrieta, oh yeah, this is the year. I tell you, I err on the side of doubt rather than faith. I'm one of those guys, a naysayer. Drive my wife absolutely bonkers when I say, I have a headache, but I think it might be a tumor. I'm a problem catastrophizer. One of my favorites, novelists, theologians, is Frederick Buechner. He says this about doubt, guys like me. Gives me hope. He says, doubt is the ants in the pants of faith. Keeps it moving, squirming, wondering, questioning, seeking. You know that fella inside of you? You know you're alive when you sit here and you wonder if this is real. Is what we do, what we sing, when you come to the front, bread, wine, body, blood. Really? But you keep coming back. That's what we say to folks in AA, keep coming back. You keep seeking because you believe, because sometimes you don't see or find that for which you seek, but you still believe. And though doubt can shake the foundations of your soul, here you are again. Early Christians got this, the dance between faith and doubt. The Christian faith was the new kid on the block in the pantheon of world religions. Who were they kidding? Jesus raised from the dead. Are you kidding me? They, along with their kissing cousins, the Jews, they were the most bullied, hounded, martyred people for what they believed. Is it for real? I still remember sitting on a stone wall in Princeton, New Jersey, with a mentor. My mentor says to me, as we're looking at the cemetery, most of them are dead in there, you know. He says, you believe in the resurrection? Well, it's a great metaphor. Oh, baloney. You gotta quit if you don't believe it. That's what he said. If we don't believe it, we got nothing. But I didn't see it. I believe it. I think the book of John is all about dealing with really. Jesus says, well, maybe you won't believe me. I get that. Well, believe the works. Believe the stuff I do. People live again. They see again. They hear again. They forgive again. They begin broken relationships and try again. Memo, the doubt problem is alive and well 2,100 years later. It's all too good to be true. I am the resurrection and the life. And then there's the skeptic's tiresome mantra, if God is so good, why is there so much evil in the world? I don't know. My answer to the kids at Rosecrans, it's not really an answer, it's more of a response to their pseudo sophisticated agnosticism. They think they're telling me something when they say, you know, I don't believe in God. You think that bothers God? God believes in you. I say, why do you blame God? We're the ones who screwed it up. Why do you expect God to fix everything? And when did we ever turn God into Mr. Fix-It? This is the sermon theme comes out to play. Believing is seeing. If you're stuck with a cub mentality, if you're stuck with it, you'll never believe. If you have eyes to see only disaster at the end of the day, you won't ever believe, and that's all you shall ever see is disaster. Chaos, failure, destruction. Things aren't the way they used to be. Belief in God's goodness comes before seeing God's goodness. It's tough, but that's the way it is. Believing is seeing. And belief may not always, as some of you can painfully testify, believing doesn't always change outcomes the way you want it, the way I want it. I lost a dear friend, as we all have, to cancer, a God believer. She believed that God would heal her. Didn't happen. The worst decline I have ever seen. But it didn't change what she saw. She saw God. And though near the end she didn't want to hear anything about God, she was given the sight to see. I don't know why it works that way. It just does. And Jesus, too, realized not everyone gets it, sees it, makes it, gets through the crucible of doubt. Chicago is an example. It's a terrible place, if you believe the media. People getting shot left and right, up and down, and down the middle. 1,000 shootings so far this year, and counting. Rockford's not much better, I hear. I'm thankful that most people in the city don't get shot. It's a great place to live. I see the lake, you see the river. I see joggers, cyclists, busy people, tree planters. What do you see? A town that used to be full of nuts and bolts. Is that it? People on the grow. What do you see? Heroin epidemic. It's terrible. Overwhelming. Again, if you believe only the media, it means curtains for today's adolescent population. It's tragic. Yes, yes, it's tragic. But I tell you, and I work there, and I see it, it's not the overwhelming disaster some claim it is. And that's why Rosecrans is establishing a 30-bed recovery home outpatient center for men and women, young men and women in the heart of Wrigleyville, the largest outdoor-indoor tavern in Chicago. Faith, because we see, it prompts us to do even greater works than Jesus. I love that text. What was he saying to us? You're going to do greater stuff than me. You will do greater stuff than me. And we have. Heroin addiction is bad enough, but surely we know most people go to work. Most kids, they go to work and they graduate without subjecting themselves to the ravages of heroin. Yes, some of our kids, they've been cold-cocked by this drug, but a lot of our kids leave it behind and recover, thanks to treatment, thanks to the grace of God. There is a hope, a beacon of hope in the vicinity of Wrigleyville. And it's not all because of what's happening on the field. To believe is to see the miracle of life relentlessly poking its way through the fabric of death. To believe, to see the miracle of life poking its way through the fabric of death. Believing is seeing, sometimes when there's nothing to see. Doubt is the determination to conclude that only hell is breaking loose. And the naysayer in you, the naysayer in me, confesses sometimes hell does break loose. We all see it. Any fool can see it when all hell is breaking loose. I'm no fool. A fool for Christ's sake, hopefully, but not a damned fool. Our world, I know, you know it. It's weighed down by too much. Too muchness, a plague of too muchness, too much violence, too much sadness, too much isolation, too much being ignored, too much being considered not important, too much tragedy, too much, not enough grace, but enough grace to convince me it's all right, even when it seems all wrong. Because I believe, I see the work God is doing, sometimes with us, sometimes through us, sometimes without us. Again, Frederick Buechner says, a believer is one who is on the way, though, Lord knows, not necessarily far along the way. A believer is one who has at least some half-baked notion of whom to trust and whom to thank A believer isn't necessarily any nicer or any holier than anyone else, just better informed. And I would say, better sighted. We see. We see how it's going to end. We see the weaving complete. We see the mosaic. That's what John saw by the sea of crystal. He saw it. We see it because we believe. I can't leave you without this story from my life. My dear mother died at 98, some 10 years ago. I inherited her Bible. That's about all I did inherit. That's all right. Anyway, her Bible was stuffed with sermon notes. Last week, cleaning out a box, my wife said, you want this stuff? And I was going to throw it away. Big mistake. So I didn't do it. Short articles, stuff that she circled, compulsively checking off Bible passages that the pastor had preached the previous year. She circled stuff that would speak to her. Hindsight, though, tells me my mom was mildly depressed most of her life. She's one of those smart women who didn't have a place in a pre-feminist world. But she was a believer who had a believer's eyesight, even though there wasn't much for her to see in a world of sadness and disappointment and low income and restricted professional opportunity. That's my mom. These are the words she circled in an article she cut out. From my grandfather, I learned prayer brings us into the presence of a holy God, and therefore we should lift up our hearts. And from my grandmother, I learned that as high and holy God is eager to hear from all of us, and thus he keeps his ear to the ground. She circled those words. I wonder why. I think my mother mostly believed without seeing. And because she believed, she saw all that she needed to see. And there you have it. Grace to you and peace. Amen.